This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The kill switch on a car. Have you thought about that? Because I have, and let me tell you why. When we were in Europe, we rented a car. We landed in Geneva. We rented a car, a Renault, French car, and we drove up to Morges in Switzerland. And as we were driving to Morges, I noticed, you know, the street signs would have like 50 kilometers per hour, 20 kilometers, whatever the speed was. And every single street sign was appearing on the navigation system of this Renault. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. This is a very relevant topic, I promise you. So we're cruising along, and I mean the second we got to the sign, 20 kilometers per hour, which is very slow, by the way, because they're implementing 15-minute cities. And if you haven't heard about this, this is a World Economic Forum thing where they effectively want you to walk. They want you walking, biking, skateboarding, hoverboarding, whatever, anything that does not use internal combustion engine, anything that slows things down to a crawl. And where we were, it was gorgeous. You wanted to drive 10 miles an hour because you had Lake Leman on the right and you had these beautiful vineyards with houses that I'm not exaggerating one bit were 30, 40, 50,000 square feet. They were palatial mansions. So anyway, we're cruising along and I'm noticing in this Renault everywhere when we got to a sign and it changed speed limit, boop, it was there. Now, you've probably noticed this on your own map system for Google. If you use Google Maps, you're cruising along, it'll tell you your destination is, you know, 56 minutes based on your speed and what's going on in traffic, and it'll tell you approximate time you'll get there, and it tells you what the speed limit is. It says you're driving 72 in a 65. It tells you this on the Google app. It is tracking your speed, and it knows the speed limit of the highway that you're on. Trust me. So anyway, we're in Switzerland, and I'm watching this, and it is boop, 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 and it tells you, there was a sign that would say, it would flash, and it would go like a sad face, red face. It would go, you're going too fast. It wouldn't say it, but it would just do a sad face. And if it was green with a happy face, it meant you were driving the speed limit. And I remember thinking, when is the day coming that your car just automatically gives you, you get a ticket from the government directly to your car? It'll be in your email box before you get home. Now, think about this. You ever seen these flash cameras that, you know, that they do like you're cruising? In Scottsdale, Arizona, I promise you, you're cruising down the way, it'll tell you, traffic monitored by electronic device, and you've got about 15 seconds before you see the device, and you better be driving the speed limit. If you're not, you go by, boop, high flash, and then boom, you get a ticket. So anyway, if you look at all this that's going on, and you look at technology, and you look at the new world order, and the level of control these people want to have over you, that's what I want you to think about as I read you this next story. So this guy says in November 2021, Bob Barr, Georgia U.S. rep, he says, wrote a political column that claimed that Biden was implementing a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure legislation with dangerous provision that would go in effect in 5 years. Marketed to Congress as a benign tool to help prevent drunk driving, the measure will mandate that all automobile manufacturers build into every car what amounts to a vehicle kill switch. Now, we were having this discussion I don't remember who. It was a group of us. And I was saying, can you imagine, you know, your phone drops or, you know, a bee is in your car and you start to swerve and suddenly, boo, they kill your car. And the reason why we were having a discussion was the new cars, if you notice, they have this little, if you go to the line, like you get too close to the line, go, and it'll, the steering wheel will vibrate. And initially you think, okay, this is cool. In some cases, one of the people we were talking to said our car just stopped. It saw a car coming. We were backing out, and it just stopped. And I forget the person telling us the story was making the point that it didn't have to just completely stop. She had it under control, but the car said, nope, whoop, and stop. And I said, see, that's dangerous. That bugs me because if I need to swerve and you go, yeah, but you're swerving outside of the line, but I need to swerve because there's a wreck in front of me or a deer just jumped in front of me or whatever. I want to swerve. I get the safety precaution. You're driving along, get a little sleepy, and you go, oh, shoot, wakes you up. And you go, oh, shoot, yeah, okay, I get it. I get all that. But shouldn't I control the vehicle? And then throw in AI. Oh, Lordy. Throw in AI, which we're going to talk about that. Because one of my friends sent me something on that her brother sent her on AI that's scary as heck. We talked a little bit about it, but we'll go into detail. So going back to this kill switch. And it says, like most Americans, I'd never heard of this kill switch till a few days ago when Thomas Massie, a libertarian-leaning Republican, proposed to strip the mandate's funding. The right to travel is fundamental, but the government has mandated a kill switch in new vehicles sold after 2026, said Massie. The kill switch will monitor drive performance in disabled cars based on the information gathered. 19 Republicans all joined, but one Democrat, all but one Democrat, in opposing Massey's amendment, which failed. So then he goes on to say that the claim the feds would mandate every new vehicle include the technology was ludicrous, so he Googled it. And he says, fact checker said, nope, there's no kill switch. False, false, false. USA Today, Associated Press, PolitiFact concluded mostly false. Snopes was a little less conclusive, saying it was a mixture of true and false. Unfortunately, he says, my relief evaporated once I looked at the bill itself. Now, you can look it up. Section 24220 of the law explicitly states this. To ensure the prevention of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities, advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology must be standard equipment in all new passenger motor vehicles. We'll talk more when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Smart meters. Smartphones. Kill switches. These are all things that they seem good. Smartphone, I mean, come on, think about it. Could you even imagine life without your phone? I mean, these days, your phone is like having, it's another appendage. Leave it for just a bit and you're like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? What do you use it for? Let me tell you, I don't have a map in my car. I don't have an atlas. I don't have anything. I use my phone. If I want to go somewhere, I put, boop, boop, boop. How far is it? I check it out on Google Maps, MapQuest, whatever service you use. I map it out. Give myself an idea of how long it's going to take. Doesn't matter where I'm going. If I land somewhere, when I was in sales, I used to go immediately when I covered TOLA, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, had a map of every city I was going to go to, the state map, the whole deal. And look at the old movies. We open a guy's briefcase. He's got the maps. Now everything's on your phone. Everything. That's how you're tracked. You track things, but things are tracking you. Google, Facebook, all those guys, they know more about you. They know where you've been. We just came back from California. I got a thing that says, hey, want to check out what you did while you were in California? No! And I don't want you doing it either. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Geotrack, you know how they got those people at J6? Geotrack them. Said, you were there, you were in the Capitol, I'm going to arrest you. What? Now, it could work in your favor. Some girl goes, in 1923, you made a pass at me. I don't even know who you are. And the Google goes, you certainly don't. You've never met her. You've never crossed paths. We know this because your geotrack never crossed. You weren't even in the same city ever. Think about all the data they have. They can tell you were in Rio de Janeiro in the year 2027, and you were 14 miles from the person that accused you of grabbing her butt or whatever, right? It could help you, but is it really going to be used for that? Smart meters. You know what people are afraid of with smart meters? Rightfully so. You ready? You got too big of a carbon footprint, fatty. You better get on the bike or whatever else, but we're going to cut you back. That smart meter allows us to throttle you back. Does your phone company throttle you back? Do they say, well, you have unlimited data until you reach this data? Then we're going to throttle you back. We're going to slow you down a little bit because you're getting too much. Other people aren't getting as much. The poor people don't get as much as you on your data. Kevin, you should be wanting to give some of your data back. Yeah, I do. I do. I always feel sorry for the little people because I'm on an unlimited data plan that I get charged a fortune for, and I'm sick of it. But anyway, so there's that. I'm just giving you some ideas about all this smart technology we have. I was relating to you a story. I was in Europe. My car, my GPS was tracking it too, but this car's GPS was tracking every sign, every stop sign. If you yielded, roll through it or whatever. I'm just telling you, if at the rate we're going, we're watching ourselves. The cars we rent, the phones, the smart meters, all this stuff, we are keeping tabs on ourselves, which, again, I'm a solid citizen. I mean, I don't know that I drive that solidly, because I do speed. Oh, yeah, I do the old California rolling stops. I do a lot of that. But what if you got a ticket? What if every time you did something, you got a ticket for that? What if the car determines you have a problem? I've many times my phone's dropped and I reach down a little bit to try to get my phone and get so I'm not stepping on it. And then the car swerves a little bit. Oh, he's drunk. Let's take him off the road. The kill switch. So Melissa and I were having a discussion with some people. I don't remember the details, but I remember us talking about, do you want the government to be able to just cut your car off anytime it wants? To be monitoring everything that you do? Imagine the data insurance companies gather. Now, look, you may be one of these people going, well, Kevin, I mean, if you're a reckless, if you're a menace, I want to know. I think the insurance company should be aware that you're a menace, etc. Maybe so. I mean, certainly the argument could be made. I remember driving. I was leaving. My brother had a poker game at his house. I was leaving. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd won. I was feeling pretty good. But this road I took was a desolate road to go back to my house, kind of a cut-through road connecting this freeway. And I was headed back to my apartment, and the it was pitch black. I mean, you know, like I said, desolate street following along a railroad path. And I could see the blinking red light, and I remember telling myself, just run it. Don't worry about it, man. I mean, there's nobody coming. There's nobody around. Run it. You 3 o'clock in the morning, get home, go to sleep, go to work. I run it. Boo! Cop lights me up, and he pulls me over, and he says, you do know you know what you did? I said, yeah, I ran that red light. And he goes, why? I said, because I looked. There's nobody there. I'd rather save the gas. And he goes, I get it. I said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, there's really no danger. And I mean, I said, I'm actually surprised you're out here. We had a conversation, me and this cop. And he was like, I get it. He goes, but you know the law. And I said, look, man, I get it too. And I did something wrong. You want to write me a ticket, right? And he didn't. He didn't write me a ticket because I was brutally honest. But my point is, he doesn't even have to be there. Imagine that. He just The system writes me a ticket. These red light cameras and all this other crap. And now the government wants to control your car. Now, I already told you, I've rented a new car, thing beeps and hollers, and everything's got a whistle on it to say, oh, you're too close to this, there's a car coming in your blind spot. I get all the tech. I like it. But I don't want anybody controlling it. Who controls it? What's their politics? You know they're going to know mine. Oh, I know who owns this car. I've got his VIN. I've got everything about it. I'm going to, oh, he got fired from Fox because he tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. Boop, cut my car off. Why not cut it off as I'm making a turn on Pacific Coast Highway and my car just continues going off the mountain or something? Who controls it? They don't know how the system will make a determination of who's going to be a drunk driver. This passive monitoring system that's supposed to prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if impairment is detected. Who's going to do the detecting? It says new vehicles must have a computer system to monitor drivers, and the system must be able to, you ready? Prevent vehicle operation if it detects impairment. I get it. Why does my car have to be done in such a way that a handful of people who drive drunk, I don't drive drunk, why does my car have to have it? If you want to make it an option, I'm cool. You want to make it an option because you have teenage kids? Do that. Don't make it a mandatory thing. Who is the government to tell me I can shut your car off because I think you're drunk? You trust me?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with 6 people aboard has crashed off the coast of western Japan. According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in the crash. No other information is available. More people have died from suicide in the United States last year than any other year on record. That's according to new data from the CDC. Men were about 4 times more likely than women to die by suicide, but the suicide rate increased twice as much for women in 2022. There's only one person to blame for the border crisis, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and that is President Biden. McConnell wants policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation will be considered in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yeah. Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ah, the black vote. The infamous black vote. How do we get the black vote? Democrats don't want us to have it. Republicans don't know how to get it.
Oh my goodness, Donald Trump got the black vote. You know what? The black vote has been marginalized. People don't know this. Democrats don't care about the black vote. They don't care about the black vote. They know how to cheat. They just make black people think they care about the black vote. They don't care. They don't even need it. Donald Trump won enough of the black vote in the 2020 election where there's no question he should. There's a thing where if a Republican can get, I think it's whatever the number is, but let's say it's 8%. Donald Trump got like in the teens of the black vote. I may have even gotten 20% of the black vote. How did he not win? Because they tell you,
if Donald Trump could get just another 3% of the black vote, then he could win.
Donald Trump got so much of the black vote, man, he could win 14 elections. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The black vote. Democrats. They've made it to where they're like, oh, well, we've got the black vote, the youth vote, the women vote, the LGBT vote. They don't own any of those votes, those voter blocks. And what about the intersectionality of all those people, the black LGB feminists, whatever, right? What about them? Now, they might get that vote, that little bitty overlap when you do all the circles, that little bitty one you see there, that's the vote that the Democrats get. The majority of people think like we do. But let me just say this. Black voters are waking up to the Democratic Party, and what's going to be worse is not about the vote. And I'll get to that in just a second. Black folks are waking up from woke. And Donald Trump can take much of the credit for this, even though I'm not going to downplay my abilities and what I've done, Larry Elder and many others, Justice Clarence Thomas, Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams. And there's a host of other black thinkers out there who have converted many people, many of them. I can tell you stories of people that have contacted me directly to say, Kevin, you are the reason that I no longer vote for the Democrats. You are the reason why I look at what the policies are of who I'm voting for. And generally speaking, we'll vote Republican or independent, but hardly ever vote Democrat. But if you want to know why Democrats cheat in elections, it's because they have no solid block of voters anymore. The black vote eroded in the last two presidential elections, during the coup especially. Trump received a disproportionate share of the black vote, enough to create panic within the Democratic Party, because Democrats can't win a fair election without the black vote. But it isn't, and this is what I wanted to get to, what I was alluding to, it isn't necessarily because of the numbers. The numbers matter. It's the squeaky wheel that the black vote has provided for every Democrat, let's just say, whimsy. If Democrats want open borders, they enlist the support of black voters. Recall when there was a whole thing about immigration. This was years ago, over a decade ago. Al Sharpton came to Phoenix, Arizona to lobby on behalf of open borders. Now, why would he do that? Where do these Hispanic kids end up? They end up in black neighborhoods, and their kids end up in our schools, slowing down our schools, messing up our kids' educations. And here's Al Sharpton, a paid pimp, who comes in and says what the left wants him to say. That's what we have. Far too many idiots oblige the party of lynching of Negroes because they like the flow of the money to these so-called black causes. Democrats have bought the black vote for decades, and they use black voters for their most nonsensical whims, many of which wreak havoc in the very community that it's meant to serve, which is the black community. Or maybe it's in the Hispanic community, or maybe it's the feminist, in the women community, whatever. But it's never going to serve. It's never proactive and good for whoever they claim they're helping. But things are changing, folks. And as I've opined on this very topic many times, Democrats are their own worst enemies. Now, we did a segment on this show not long ago, and I told you the targeting of Donald Trump was the biggest wake-up call for blacks in decades. No longer were black people the only victims of profiling and discrimination. And here was the crux of it. Black leftists who whine about everything. It's because we black. It's black, 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 black. And suddenly you got this former ex-president, filthy rich white billionaire, suffering the same fate as the oppressed Negro. Man, that sends shockwaves through the Democratic Party and through the black Democrat who was like, man, yeah, I thought it was just us. No, it ain't. Democrats actually exposed the game. They target and oppress anybody who won't further the narrative, I'll get it out, said by the party of oppression. And that revelation to black folks was like, whoa, that was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. So here's where we are. The polls. While the 2024, this is from Fox News, while the 2024 presidential election still looks mostly likely to be a nail biter, the two primary contests are currently blowouts. Now, this shows you everything you need to know about Fox News, or at least their analysis, because this is idiotic. Former President Donald Trump leads the GOP race with the backing of a record 62% of Republican primary voters in a new Fox News survey. That translates to roughly a 50-point gap between Trump and DeSantis and Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson, all trail even further. Nail-biter? Let me just give you some numbers here. So, this is September to now. From September, Trump was 60%. Now he's 62. September, DeSantis 13. He's at 14. September, Haley 5%. Now she's at 11. Vivek Ramaswamy, September 11%, 7. Christie was at 2% in September. He's 3% now. And other is 6%. And now they're 1%. They were 6% in September and they've dropped to 1%. These are very telling numbers. They're very telling numbers. And let me tell you why. First of all, no candidate on either side of the aisle or in between has Trump's numbers. Now, the Biden numbers, what I'm going to tell you is his numbers are higher, but it still doesn't calculate to more than Trump. I'll get to it in a second. Trump supporters, folks, are dyed in the wool and they're growing. That's the problem. And this is with a full frontal assault on Donald Trump. He defies the odds. He's up 3 points from the previous month, and he's up 2 points from September. And it's bad news for the Republicans and the Democrats because this other dropped from 6% to 1%. And it means Donald Trump picked up 2% of other, which of the 5%, which means he picked up 40% of the people who dropped out, the voters of the people who dropped out. This doesn't bode well for the field, but it validates that when people like Pence and Scott drop out, their voters shift to Trump. These are the people that are supposed to hate Trump, right? Now, I'm going to bet you Trump will pick up even more of the others as the traitorous Republicans exit the field, especially Ramaswamy, because he's at 7%. When he leaves the field, Trump is probably going to get all 70% of those. I mean, all 100% of the 70. And I think Trump is going to jump up. I'll get this out close to 70%. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who openly supports Joe Biden who isn't a direct benefactor of his grift. But here are his numbers. He's at 72% in the Democratic Party, which puts him way ahead of Marianne Williamson. She's at 13%. And Minnesota Rep. Dean Phillips is at 3%. So 72% and those two candidates have 16%. Which means there's a block of undecided, of roughly 12% undecided. But let's play around with these so-called impressive numbers, right? Biden is a sitting president, and Marianne Williamson has got double digits. Do you even know who she is? She's got double digits. That has to send shockwaves up the gelatinous spines of the Democrats. But the news doesn't get any better, because Donald Trump's numbers are growing steadily, right? Went from 60 to 62. Now, the guy who supposedly got 81 million votes is going down. And other Democrats will enter the race, and it'll grow even uglier. But I don't know if you heard, we'll play this, but Joe Biden actually praised Gavin Newsom. So think about it. As Joe Biden goes from 72 to 70 to 64, what happens with the guy, the sitting president, who shouldn't have anybody competing against him, and he's only at 72%?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show on Kevino Jacksones.
I like people with guts. I really do. I think it's an admirable quality when people stand up for something. And they do it publicly. They don't do it behind closed doors. You get to see it. I think that's the appeal, quite frankly, of Donald Trump, is people look at it and say, you know what, this is the guy who, you know, he's not hiding behind Congress or closed doors making legislation. He tells you what he wants to do and he does it, whether you like it or not. And there's an old saying, the devil you know. Well, people you know. You've heard me talk about it in terms of personality and psychology, that you want to know people. You want to know what they stand for, what they're about, even if you disagree. I had one of my best friends years ago, he kind of quit. I think he did anyway. But he smoked pot back when it was illegal. I mean, it's all probably been illegal for a long time. But I'm saying it was very illegal. Black guys smoking pot could get you in prison. And he smoked pot. I hated it. I was like, man, smoking pot. But at the end of the day, I didn't care. It was his personal decision. He did it right in front of me. It wasn't like he knew I didn't like it, so he would do it and then pretend he didn't. And I remember thinking, this is the way it should be. And it was funny because if he was going to go smoke pot with guys, he'd go, hey, Kev, I'm getting ready to go do this. And I'd be like, it's your thing, man. It's not going to bother me. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I don't want you around me stinking up my suits. But I'm saying I don't care, and I'm not going to judge you on it. I think many conservatives, I'll tell you, as much as I think we are free thinkers and we feel this way, I do know there are a lot of dogmatic conservatives who will abandon you if they don't like one thing you do. They can like 99 things you do and not like one. Now, if that one is you're a pedophile, I get it. But if that one is you want to smoke pot or I don't know, maybe you like to gamble, then big deal. We all have our vices of sorts. Many of us have learned how to deal with them, but some of us, God is still working on us. Cut people some slack. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But that's why you know me, because I tell you who I am. I tell you, I've never done a drug, but I'm not sanctimonious.
You do drugs and you can't be around me.
There are many things I've done that my friends have never done, and I know what my warts are. So, okay, we accept each other for who we are, but you know who we are, and I think that's what endears people to each other, to each other. You know, whatever. Think of it any way you want. Hey, Albert, good talking to you the other day, and I appreciate you joining the 500 Club of. In Backstage Club, which, the 500 people supporting me. Albert has no reason to do that, by the way. This guy's donated enough money to us to where he never has to raise a finger to give us dollars. But he did it anyway. Same with Ann. She called me, Kevin, I sent you 6 months in advance on the Backstage Club. I appreciate it. And others. So for the 500 people who are stepping up, I mean, I don't know how many we have. We'll give a count here in a bit. But for those stepping up, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. And I know that Chris doesn't. I know we have the PayPal site thing where you can donate, and there's been some questions on it. It's going to be very clear shortly. So just go to the website, and you'll be able to do that. But speaking of sponsorship, this is what I want to talk about, because I talk often about the American conservative dollar. It is the most sought-after dollar in the world. And that's why I scoff at the idea when leftists go, we'll threaten you with our money. Really? You bunch of broke knuckleheads? If it weren't for your mommy and daddy's trust funds or somebody handing you our money, these guys would be broke. You don't care about the leftist dollar. It's worthless. It's worth about 10 cents in Zimbabwe money. But they're quick to threaten companies with boycotts. Oh, you don't do this. You like Donald Trump. I'll do this or whatever. And companies capitulate. The one thing I can tell you, but look, if I had sponsors on this program, I wouldn't care. My show would be the same. You either like what I do and you support it or you don't. Or you like what my audience can bring you or you don't. I don't care. Finally, a conservative has stood up to the leftist Gestapo. And here's what MMA, which is Mixed Martial Arts, wrote magazine. During an appearance on the comedian Theo Von's podcast, the UFC CEO, they're talking about Dana White, revealed that a major UFC sponsor attempted to censor him after he made a video post supporting former President Donald Trump. Of course, White has called Trump a friend for many years and even spoke on his behalf at the 2016 Republican National Convention prior to his election. So Dana said, I posted a video for Trump on my personal social media. One of our big sponsors called and said, take that down. That's what they do. They want to intimidate you. Take that down. How dare you want to speak for yourself or your organization? I give you lots of money to keep you on the, you will shut up. You will do what I tell you. And Dana White said, you know what I said? Go F yourself. You vote for whoever you want to vote for. I'll vote for whoever I want to vote for. That's how this works. I don't even care who you're voting for. It's none of my effing business. F you. Don't you ever, effing call me and tell me who to vote for. I bet you money that's exactly what he said. And let me tell you what, I would have said the same thing. You don't tell me what to do. And you know, I'm going to put it out there for the fighters. See, when Dana White's over an organization that trains warriors, that elevates warriors, you develop an attitude of it's not warlike. What Dana White is saying is, oh, you're ready to pick a fight. You're ready to stand on a principle. I tell you what, I'm your Huckleberry. I love it. Willing to go on record. And he said it publicly. He didn't say who the sponsor was, but we could figure it out. I tell you what, let's see who disappears. See if anybody disappears from the UFC. Let me tell you why you sponsor the UFC. You like what they stand for. You want fighters, and you got a CEO who's a fighter, and he says, what, you want to bring me the fight? I'll take it. I run my business the same way. That's why I've never pursued sponsors. All the sponsors that I've gotten have come to me, the ones that I have. And, you know, I wish they were, like the UFC or whatever, had filthy money, you know. I mean, I don't mean bad money, but like had crazy money to throw around or whatever. I would love that. And there are lots of conservative companies out there who I would love to be sponsors of this show. I just don't have time to pursue them. But what I'll tell you is I have the same attitude of Dana White. And that's why when I tell you guys about something we're doing, you can take it to the bank. Because I've done it. I've used them. We're talking right now about the Transact card. And it'll be up on the website shortly. It's a card where you plug it in, you use it, you attach it to your own credit cards, or you get a Transact card by itself. It's better if you get the card. And when you use it, you get automatic rebates from wherever you go. Why do I know? I've done it. And you get travel benefits, $1 per dollar. If you buy $100 worth of groceries, you get $100 worth of travel bennies that you can use. And it's better than Costco and all the other plans combined. I'm telling you, it's amazing. So I'm going to introduce that to you. Why? Because I've done it. I've not only done it, it's so vetted, I got my friends doing it. That's how vetted it is. So you're going to get a lot of information about this. But it's a done deal. And you don't have to guess and go, well, I wonder if Ken... No, I did it. And I hope you understand from a reputation standpoint, I stand behind it. I've always felt, this is why the sponsors I've gotten, they believe in my work, they believe in me, and I've always felt that standing on principle wins out in the end. Even though the Fox News deal cost me a fortune. 5 years at a solid six-figure income, and I would have probably had my own show and been at seven or eight figures by now. But you know what? Principle matters. Screw leftism for wanting to dictate what's right and wrong in the world. Who got vindicated in my deal with Fox? Me or Blasey Ford? Did Fox get vindicated? Those skanks remain skanks. I said it then, I'll say it now. Why do conservatives feel like we have to rationalize things? And we have been winning this battle for a long time. I said earlier, our dollar is the most important dollar. Dana White said this, I'm at a point in my life and in my career where I want to be with people I'm aligned with. It's not just about money. He goes, it is about money because it's a sponsorship deal, but it's not just about the money. I'm not going to take a bigger offer if it's not something that I'm aligned with and I don't believe in 100%. When you do a sponsorship deal with somebody, you have to look deep into who they are, who's running the company, who's making the decisions, and are you aligned? I agree wholeheartedly. And that's why I stand on principle. And it costs me money, but that's okay.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.